What cliche should we open with? The second season, perhaps?
Do or
Tournament
die.
Tournament time is here. Do or die. One and done, right? It's the 3A regional opener for the Galesburg Silver Streaks, seated second in the formerly Dunlap Regional, now the Peoria Richwoods Regional, and Galesburg battles the hosts on their home court, coming in with a record of 13-12. Chad Thompson, Daniel Sinclair in the midcourt, and the Streaks win the tip. Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, Brandon Thompson, Chad Thompson, and Garrett Williams for the Silver Streaks. The Knights open in a man-to-man defense. Already a tough week for the Silver Streaks, with the Galesburg girls losing a terrific super sectional game on Monday night. Galesburg boys want to start their postseason run here tonight against the host Knights. McElmurray in the midcourt gets called for traveling. Just stutter stepped a little bit out high with some indecision. Galesburg turns it over on its first possession.
Interesting matchups, especially I think tonight at the guard spots. Desjardins, the junior for Richwoods, very aggressive, very confident kid. He and Dalton Davis really match up nicely. And then the super sophomore Preston Wells on McElmurray. We got some real quick guards out here. It'll be fun to watch.
Out high, Desjardins with it now. He'll back away. Wells, as Jim mentioned, just a sophomore, 5'11", one of the leading scorers for the Knights this season, and the kid who probably gets the most attention. Dylan Jenkins, a 5'10 junior. Will Jenkins, a 6'4 senior. And Daniel Sinclair, a 6'2 junior in the starting lineup for the Knights. On the outside, this is Desjardins with it. Skip pass into the left corner. It goes over to Wells. He'll bring it back out. Again, we'll tell you about the three-point shooters who advanced in the competition that opened the regional here tonight when we get a moment to give it to you. A runner from the left side won't go down. The weak side rebound, that one falls off the rim, and the rebound fought for on the floor. Ryan McElmurray comes up with it. So the Knights get a couple of cracks at it on the offensive end, but come up with nothing, and now the Silver Streaks back on offense. Just underway in the regional opener in Class 3A. Brandon Thompson's first touch with it. Backdoor cut through the lane. Dalton Davis. And then stepped on the baseline. There we go. Dylan Jenkins picked up the loose ball after it went through Dalton Davis's hands. He stepped on the baseline, and there the official did blow the whistle. Minute and a half gone in the first quarter. Scoreless so far. Big turnaround from last night's game between Notre Dame and Dunlap. Brandon Thompson penetrates through the lane and gets called for the foul, or gets called with a defensive foul, and he slaps the floor three times as he'll go right to the line, something the Silver Streaks were not able to do at Moline on Friday. And on their second possession here, they go right to the interior.
I was thinking the same thing. We never were able to see that. Moline zone defense was so good Friday night. Our guards just could not penetrate. Thankfully, we hit 12 three-pointers as we were bombing up there at Wharton Fieldhouse to win that, but Moline's defense is great. I guess you can ask Pekin last night, but they get 24 points against them.
Yeah, they scored 18 of those points in the second quarter. They scored six in the other three quarters combined. Will Jenkins rebounds the second Brandon Thompson free throw. Galesburg on top, 1-0. The foul is on Will Jenkins, his first. 6:15 to go. We're just underway in the first quarter. On the right side, Desjardins with the left-hand dribble, trying to work in on Chad Thompson. Now Thompson comes out, covers him up on the dribble, gives it off to Will Jenkins, top of the circle. Dribbles right, briefly lost the handle on it, now tries to drive past Dalton Davis. Good defense by Davis, sticking right with him, but he'll get called for the hip check. Down low, his first foul. And the officials open, calling this one pretty tightly here in the first 2 minutes.
Probably a good foul by Dalton. I think he was looking for some help, but nobody was coming over to cut off the man, so Dalton bumps him with the hip and gets the foul there, probably saved a layup.
Desjardins gives it right back to Wells on the inbound, the 5'11 sophomore trying to lose Brandon Thompson out high. Backs up toward midcourt. Works his way left. Now Desjardins has it. Pull up, high post, left side, missed it. Rebound through the hands of Brandon Thompson, and Dylan Jenkins gets his second rebound. Now back out to Wells for three, and he knocks it down.
We've got to get on the boards. We have forced Richwoods to take two very poor shots, but on both occasions they've gotten offensive rebounds. We dodged the bullet the first possession. That time they kick it back out through a three. We should have been all over that board and been headed the other way. Instead, we're down 3-1.
Streaks still looking for their first basket of the game. They have 1 point on a Brandon Thompson free throw. On the right side, Chad Thompson on the wing. Fakes right, drives left into the lane. Got some contact into the lane, knocked out of his hands. Daniel Sinclair with a loose ball. Now down the lane, Wells with a right hand up and in. He has all five Richwoods points, and the Knights lead by four. 5 minutes to go, first quarter. Galesburg still without a field goal. McElmurray, bounce pass left side, Brandon Thompson on the wing. Top of the circle, it goes to Chad. Over to Ryan McElmurray near the Richwoods bench. Skip pass out high. Dalton Davis has to chase it down near half court. Now he tries to drive down the left side of the lane with a right hand up and in off the glass.
Heck of a job by Dalton. Desjardins was overplaying him, and he took it on in. Nobody came over really to defend Dalton on his left hand. He got it up over Wells and got it in.
Streaks get their first field goal at the 4:43 mark of the first quarter. They trail by two.
Oh my.
Down the lane with a left hand. That lane has been there, but Dylan Jenkins missed it. Brandon Thompson with a rebound to Ryan McElmurray at the other end with a left hand up and in, and we're tied at five.
And Richwoods needs a timeout after seeing their defense penetrated by the two Gelsberg guards.
30-second timeout by the Knights. Want to thank one of our sponsors here on WGIL for providing our transportation all season long. Anytime the Streaks have been on the road, Gelsberg Nissan has been extremely generous to provide our transportation and allows us to tell you a little bit about what's going on at the dealership just off the square in downtown Gelsberg. And happy to have the Pathfinder again tonight, Jim.
That's right. I went in there this afternoon. I said, do we get the vehicle again? And so they said, yes, you do. I saw it sitting out there. That has been provided for not only you and I, but also for Tom and Eric and their girls run over the last couple of weeks. And it's a nice vehicle. Just a trade-in. It's a 2010, very low miles. And they can make a great deal with you on that once we get done with it during basketball season.
Streaks put on the pressure after the Richwoods timeout and a tie-up on the floor, but also a timeout called. And the official closest to the Richwoods bench overrules the other who called the held ball. And, well, they're actually saying a Gelsberg timeout. So are they going to give possession to Gelsberg on that? Is that a turnover? That must be, because you can't. If you don't have possession, you can't call timeout. So I guess the Streaks get it on the turnover.
We'll see another quick 30-second timeout. And, yeah, Chad Thompson is going to trigger. So the Streaks will have it underneath their own basket with a chance to take the lead here halfway through the first quarter.
So the full court press pays off coming out of that Knights timeout. And Gelsberg forces a turnover on the inbound. Tough pass by Thompson right into traffic.
Yeah, bad
and they give it
there.
Right back. 5-second call was pending, too. Right side on the wing, bad three-point shot. Rebound deflected into the hands of Brandon Thompson. Will Jenkins was way off the mark. Now the Streaks with a chance to take the lead. Garrett Williams drives in from the right side, poked away from behind by Dylan Jenkins. Here come the Knights at the other end. Desjardins cut off, skips it over right side. Boy, Wells had an open look, but he passed up the three. He has all five of Richwood's points, including one from behind the arc, but he didn't shoot that one. Now he has it on the right wing, skips the top of the circle to Will Jenkins, right back to Wells. He'll shoot the three this time and got it. Brandon Thompson was standing right there, but he really made no effort to get a hand up in Wells' face. And the sophomore has all eight Richwood's points. Knights by three, 8-5, 3.5 to go first quarter.
You see a lot of different shooting styles. Wells is nearly perfect, though. Nice jump shot.
Chad Thompson tries to answer at the other end. After the miss, the long rebound out to Desjardins for the Knights, and a transition at the other end and an offensive foul call. Thompson got back defensively and drew the charge on Wells, trying to go down to the lane. That lane has been open, but this time the Silver Streaks defend it, and they force a turnover and the first foul of the game on the Knights' leading scorer, Preston Wells.
This game a little closer than the first quarter of last night's game here was.
Boy, I'll say. Notre Dame outscored Dunlap 26-0 in the first quarter. I'm amazed at the defensive effort that we've seen in some of the postseason games already, including that Moline-Pekin game, when Pekin got a total of 6 points over three quarters. They were shut out once, got two once, and 4 points, and they lost 50-24. They were down 22-20 at halftime, and they ended up losing 50-24. Brandon Thompson on the dribble over to Garrett Williams on the outside. Had McElmurray cutting through the lane, gives off to Davis instead, drives down the right side of the lane, has it knocked out of his hands. Last touch by Richwoods, apparently. The Knights were pointing the other way, thinking they knocked it off Dalton Davis. But the official was standing right there, had a good look at it. McElmurray will inbound it from the left of his own basket. Gelsberg down three, 2:44 to go first quarter. Looking out high to Brandon Thompson, went off his shoulder, now drives down the lane, pulls up with the right hand and swishes it.
That's what he gives you, that ability to shoot that pull-up with the long arms in the lane. Only guy on the team that can do that effectively, and we love to see Brandon penetrate. He's got to be a factor in this game. He really needs to try and take charge here offensively because he's the main man when he gets it going.
First basket for Brandon. Now in the lane, a little left-hand scoop up and in for Denzel Irving off the bench, a 6'4 sophomore. A nice active move in the lane. Puts the Knights back up 10-7. McElmurray across midcourt, picks up his dribble, in trouble, gets it over to Brandon Thompson, poked away from behind by Parrish Mason for the Knights. Into the game for Richwitz comes Jared Beam, a 6'3 junior. And Desjardins gets a break, his first rest of the night for Richwitz. 2:09 to go first quarter, 10-7, Knights on top, opening the postseason on their home floor. McElmurray, left corner, Brandon Thompson. Back out to bucket between the circles, Garrett Williams. Right side, pass behind Dalton Davis, and almost saved by Deem on the far side, but he crashes into the scoring table, and it's out of bounds back to the Silver Streaks. Need to be crisper with their passes here.
Seeing a number of the Richwitz players that were also on the football team playing some basketball as well. We saw Kendrick Foster in the three-point shootout. I don't know that he gets much playing time on the basketball court, but what a football player that young man is.
McElmurray down the left side, a reach in and a takeaway by Jeremy Johnson in off the bench. He just got the quick hands in there, took it right away, and then the Streaks turn him over on the other end. Dalton Davis with a steal. Left side, Brandon Thompson in the lane, and a blocking foul called on Parrish Mason, his first. Got out of position defensively and had to lean over with the hips. And that'll be the third team foul on the Knights. 1:40 to go first quarter. Silver Streaks only lead of the night has been at 1-0. They trail by 3, 10-7.
I've got to agree with Eddie Matthews, head coach of Notre Dame. These two teams are almost identical. I mean, quick hands at the guard spot. Both teams having trouble doing what they like to do because the other team's so quick. Their size is almost identical. Both teams can shoot it pretty well, and they play good, hard, aggressive defense.
The lob to Chad Thompson with a dunk. McElmurray from the right wing. We saw Chad coming in from the left side, and they executed it perfectly. That enlivens the Streaks crowd a bit down below us. And Galesburg down one, 1:15 to go first quarter. Wells, hesitation drive, throws it up to the basket with the right hand. Brandon Thompson double-teamed on the rebound, needs help, now dribbles out of traffic. He'll bring it up court himself. Third rebound of the night for Brandon, nearly threw it away. And then saved by Johnson on the sideline as momentum took him out of bounds, and Galesburg luckily hangs on to it.
A soft pass has no chance in this game. Even a hard pass like that one isn't going to get by very often. You've got to be very aware of who's hanging around because Richwood's, every man on the court seems to have very quick hands.
Well, and it speaks so well for how important it is to come to the ball, not to let the ball come to you.
And pass the ball to the outside of the intended target to give a little more room there for it to get home.
Brandon in the lane, out to Garrett Williams on the three-point arc, starts with penetration. Two-handed shot off the glass, gives the Streaks the lead at 11-10. First basket of the night for Garrett Williams. Desjardins will walk it across midcourt for the Knights. 35 seconds to go, first quarter. A matchup between the Western Big Six and the Mid-State Six. Poked away from behind, Desjardins with a loose ball. Now he loses it from the backside. Brandon Thompson with a loose ball. Up court to Garrett. Back to Brandon. Down the lane. Left hand off the back of the rim. Rebound to Denzel Irving. Good chance for the Silver Streaks. In fact, they could have even pulled it out and held for the last shot there. Didn't want to pass up the possible transition basket, though. Down to 9 seconds to go. Inside the arc, Johnson gets it over to Gardens for three. That one's off the mark. Rebound chased down into the corner, and the Streaks will get it with 2.6 seconds to take it the length of the court.
Credit to Chad Thompson coming over there with the Desjardins trying to get off that shot, and Chad, 6'6", and the long arms, I think, really altered that shot. Desjardins had to get it off maybe a little more quickly than he would have otherwise. Credit to Chad Thompson.
With 2 seconds, they get it into to Brandon Thompson. Off the back of the rim from about three-quarter court. 11-10, Galesburg after one. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS Boys Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family. By Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds. By Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street. By Office Specialists, where your office is their business. By Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food. And by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
It's Michelle and Patsy from Bates Collision Center.
We're all about teamwork here at Bates. Everyone here plays an important role in the repair of your vehicle after an accident.
From the moment you walk in our door, you can trust that the team at Bates Collision Center is working for you.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Prepare to save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off by listening to Clark Howard. Weekdays at 3 on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Preston Wells hits a three-pointer from the left wing, a wide-open three-pointer, I might add, and he now has 11 of Richwood's 13 points, and a blocking foul called down low on the Knights will be against Jared Deem, his first and the fourth foul on the Knights. 13-11 just underway in the second quarter, 7:36 to play in the first half. 13-11 Peoria Richwood's. Ryan McElmurray to inbound from the left of his own basket. Looking, gets it into Brandon Thompson on the right wing. Starts his dribble to the baseline, right hand up and in. We're tied at 13. Five in the game for Brandon Thompson.
Nice to see Brandon be able to penetrate. As we said Friday, he wasn't able to get much done except he hit a couple of three-pointers. We love to see him shoot that ball too, but when he's penetrating, he really causes problems for the opposition.
Into the lane with a left hand. Oh, slipped and then blocked on the way up. Loose ball fought for on the floor. The Knights come up with it and a held ball called as Galesburg will get it back on the alternating possession. Jack Murphy got in there and got a hand on the rebound after Denzel Irving drove into the lane and slipped. And now the Streaks get it back. 7-11 to go first half. A chance to regain the lead for Galesburg. Tied at 13. We've been tied in this game just twice. Silver Streaks have led briefly. Otherwise, the Knights have led the majority of the game, although their biggest lead has been four, when they were ahead 5-1. Dalton Davis on the outside. Now Chad Thompson for three. Good!
You can tell when he let that go, he was very confident in his shot, probably about a foot, foot and a half behind the arc out high, and nothing but net. Streaks up by three.
16-13 the score. Thompson with five on the night. On the outside, skip past left side Wells into the corner desk. Jardins drives, lost the handle on the ball. McElmurray picks up the dribble, chases it into the front court, has Brandon Thompson down the lane, gets it out to Garrett for three, in and out. Rebound to Richwood. Denzel Irving stepped just in front of Chad Thompson, who was ready to come down with that rebound. At the other end,
charge.
Down the lane, Wells,
yes.
And an offensive foul called. Again, Chad Thompson draws the charge, and the second foul on Preston Wells, sixth turnover on the Knights.
The official under the basket took a second to make the call. I was pretty confident that was the charge, and it's one of those, I think sometimes the official plays the thing over again in his mind, and once he thought about it, yep, it was a charge, and they went the other way.
Chad Thompson was waiting there a long time. It was just a matter of whether or not he shifted his position at the tail end, I think. But he did not. Galesburg with the ball and a three-point lead and a foul away from the ball goes against the Silver Streaks. And that's a turnover on Galesburg, their fifth of the game, first of the second quarter. And it goes as an illegal screen against Ryan McElmurray, his first. Wells is out of the game for the Knights. He has 11 of their 13 points, but after picking up his second foul, goes to the bench. Just a sophomore, and from everything we understand, he's considered to be one of the most talented sophomores in the entire state. He showed it here early on, but a couple of fouls may give Galesburg an early advantage here in the first half. Just under 6 minutes to play. Left side Murphy on the dribble, now reverses directions down the lane, dumps it off onto the baseline, turnaround baby hook shot rolls off, and the ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Richwoods. Denzel Irving got position. Looked like Will Jenkins came over the top of Ryan McElmurray to get the rebound, and it got knocked out of bounds back to the Streaks.
It's interesting, William Smith, their head coach, you and I got to talking. We would have done a game when he played here at Richwoods. When Joey Range was playing for Galesburg, we always remember Ryan Weber had a big game over here, his career high, and Smith would have been playing in that game. So a tie to the pass from, what, 97, we said?
97 is when he graduated with the Knights, and that was the year that Weber had his big game here, and the Streaks got a big win on the road. They lost only six times that whole year, three times to Moline. Garrett Williams, penetration, block, out to Brandon Thompson for three.
Look
That's
what I
just
found.
How they drew it up, right? Garrett Williams rebounded his own block, and then he kicked it out to Brandon Thompson, who was wide open. Brandon with eight in the game. Galesburg with its biggest lead at 19-13, 5 minutes to go, second quarter. On the right side, they kick it out to Murphy. Tries to reverse direction, gets it over to Jeremy Johnson, another sophomore on the floor for the Knights. Picks up his dribble, bounce passes it, almost throws it away. Irving chases it down on the baseline and throws it on the baseline for the Knights' seventh turnover.
Impressed with the Silver Streaks' defense. The first three or four trips, we weren't impressed. We were giving up a lot of the lane. I was concerned how this game was going to go. But since then, we've clamped down. We doubled down there. Richwood's a little rattled right now from the ball handling standpoint with the quickness and aggressiveness that the Galesburg defense is bringing.
Since being on top, 10-7, the Knights have been outscored by the Silver Streaks 12-3. Thompson over to Dalton Davis. Had two players there. Now the Streaks try to spread the floor a little bit more. McElmurray, left baseline with a left-hand shot, won't go. Came up a little bit short. Will Jenkins with the rebound. Knights down six with the ball, driving down the lane. There's Jenkins with it. Just threw it up badly with a left hand. A tip goes off the rim and deflected out to Ryan McElmurray, who leads the break for the Silver Streaks, now pulls it up into the front court. Garrett Williams on the left elbow to Brandon Thompson, trying to work his way into the three-point line. Now drives all the way to the basket, high off the glass, rolls off, but a foul call. Brandon will get two free throws.
That ball danced on the front of the rim two, three times and finally fell off. Brandon smiled and, well, guess I got to hit two free throws here, but a heck of a drive by Thompson as the Silver Streaks really asserting themselves. The longer this half goes, you're seeing Gelsberg gain confidence here with that six-point lead, soon to be more if Thompson hits it from the line.
Two free throws coming, makes the first. Brandon, 2 of 3 from the line tonight, 20-13 Gelsberg. Silver Streaks on a 9-0 run with 4:07 to go here in the second quarter. Second free throw up and good as well. Thompson with 7 in the quarter, 10 for the game. Gelsberg leads 21-13, second foul of the game on Parrish Mason for the Knights, and he remains on the floor. Desjardins nearly stolen away by McElmurray, who would have had a breakaway. Now Desjardins passes it to himself, now throws it up from the baseline and hits it with a left hand.
That was a wild frenzy there. The Streaks almost had a breakaway from McElmurray. He still can't believe he didn't get that ball.
Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis with it now. Backs up toward the big Knights emblem in the midcourt circle. Right side over to McElmurray. Looked like he got held from behind. Dribbles away from it. Quick pass through the lane. Davis has to save it and does so to Chad Thompson, who shoots the three. It's off the front of the rim and the rebound all alone. Will Jenkins under the basket. Well, the Streaks almost matched the zaniness on the offensive end that time with what they saw on the other end. 21-15, Streaks by 6. 3:15 to go first half. Right side into the corner, Desjardins starts with a left-hand dribble, guarded by Williams, skips it over into the left corner. Will Jenkins drives, dumps it off in the lane, right side out for three, good. Parrish Mason knocked it down, and now Richards is pulled within three.
That was probably their best half-court set of the entire first half. They did exactly what they wanted, worked it in, around, and then found the open man on the opposite wing.
Garrett Williams, right side Davis near the Richwoods bench. McElmurray down the lane, up and in. Good pass from Dalton Davis on the outside. Finds McElmurray cutting in from the right side of the lane. Desjardins fakes, drives at the other end. He knocks it down with a left hand. All of a sudden, it's a run-and-gun show.
By the lefties.
23-20. Gelsberg by 3. 2.5 minutes to go, second quarter. McElmurray with a hesitation drive down the lane. Gets blocked. Loose ball picked up by Desjardins. McElmurray choreographed it. Now at the other end, they turn it over, and a foul called on Mason. That's his third as he fouls Brandon Thompson under the basket at the other end of the floor. And we're going to walk it to the other direction, and Thompson will shoot a 1-1.
These guys will all need some Gatorade at halftime. We are getting up and down the court. This has been a fun game to watch here in this first half.
Three substitutions for the Knights coming in. Preston Wells back in with those two fouls. Also back into the game, Daniel Sinclair, who started the game, and Dylan Jenkins back in for the Knights. And a full timeout called on the floor. This will be for Gelsberg. 2:20 to go first half. Silver Streaks lead by 3. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Spring is near. Get ready with a trip to Farm King. Take 20% off all 20th century grill parts like burners, grids, and covers. Pick up a new 20-pound LP tank for $29.99. And don't forget the Weber grill on sale at Farm King. Time for spring cleaning with a Suncast 18-gallon storage bin for $6.99. Save on cedar bedding, a new pet bed, or pig ears for your best friend. And check out the savings on wild bird food and extra laundry detergent, because spring is near at Farm King.
I'm WGIL News Director Will Stevenson. News tips, story ideas, comments, questions, we welcome them all. Email us anytime, news@WGIL.com.
Gelsberg by 3, 2:20. Regional opener at Peoria Richwoods High School, where the Knights are the opponent. Trailing the Streaks by 3, Brandon Thompson at the line coming out of the Gelsberg timeout. A 1-1, 3-for-4 from the line for Brandon tonight. 10 points on the game, first one up and in. Gelsberg by 4, they've led by as many as 8 points in this game. The Knights' biggest lead is 4. And nobody for the Silver Streaks guarding the lane for a potential rebound. A lot of confidence in Brandon Thompson, and the other four are back in the half court waiting to play defense, and Brandon lives up to the strategy, making both free throws. 25-20, Galesburg by 5. 2:15 to go first half. Jeremy Johnson playing the point now, the sophomore, over to Wells, back into the game with those two fouls and 11 points. He has it now in the right wing into the corner. Now they skip it back out left side, back top of the circle it goes to Johnson. He'll back up with the left-hand dribble. Wells with it now on the right side. A lot of perimeter ball for Richwoods right now. Not much offensive movement in the half court, and a bad shot thrown up by Jeremy Johnson. Way off the mark. Garrett Williams with the rebound. Streaks by 5 with the ball. Brandon Thompson trying to drive the lane. Cut off by 2 players. Out to Garrett Williams. He'll start the penetration at the free throw line. Brings it back out to Dalton Davis. 95 seconds to play second quarter. Davis with it on the left wing. Over dribble. Left side in, and a foul called. Offensive foul called. Daniel Sinclair waiting there as Dalton Davis looks so determined to drive it in from the left side. I think that was a pretty easy call to make.
Yeah, Sinclair saw Dalton coming, and I really liked what Dalton was doing there. He was making something happen, but, you know, there's a difference. When Dalton goes in like that, he's always leaning a little bit. If it's Brandon Thompson, he's got that ability to stop and go straight up. Dalton is a little more of a bull when he starts rushing in there and picked up the charge.
So Davis sits down with his second foul. Only the second turnover of the quarter for the Streaks. Tremaine Carson, who competed in the three-point showdown, surprisingly enough, for the Silver Streaks, gets his first action of the game here with a minute 20 to go first half.
What Tremaine hit? 4 of them? 3 of them?
He hit 4. Although apparently he lit it up in practice to earn that right, and a bad foul by Garrett Williams. Good pass to Daniel Sinclair on the low blocks. Banked it up and in for the foul, and a Garrett with just a ticky-tack foul from the backside. Not a very concerted effort to make the foul, so he hit it easily, and a chance at a three-point play with a minute 13 to go first half. Galesburg by 3, 25-22. Sinclair to the line after his first points, and he makes a free throw. That cuts the lead to 2, 25-23. Little token ball pressure by Dylan Jenkins. McElmurray gets it across midcourt. Right side, Brandon Thompson. Free throw line extended, drives in from the right side, gets knocked down, ball out of bounds.
And foul?
They're going to say Brandon threw it out of bounds, trying to attempt the shot. A lot of contact there that knocked him down. So, I guess, what do you want to call it, a turnover or a shot?
I guess it's a turnover.
That's how I'm counting it. That ball had no chance to.
I really thought he got fouled. But, you know, these officials, despite calling 11 fouls, have let the guys play in this.
They really have.
Been a lot of contact that has gone unchallenged.
Left side, Wells. Don't let him shoot it. Now a high. Desjardins tries to drive in. Brandon Thompson poked it away from behind. Scramble on the floor. Just as Chad Thompson ripped it away from the held ball, the official did signal the tie-up. And on the alternating possession, the Knights keep it. 42.5 seconds to go first half. 25-23, Galesburg. And now a clarification as one of the officials comes over to the scoring table to talk things over. And now we're ready to go. Preston Wells will inbound it for the Knights from the left of his own basket. Tosses it out high to Will Jenkins. Right side, it goes back to Wells on the wing. Starts the dribble. 35 seconds to go first half. Knights trying to tie it or take the lead. Down 2. Wells on the outside, who has hit 3 three-pointers tonight. Drives down the right side. Dumps it out to Dylan Jenkins. Now Will Jenkins with it. Right side back to Wells, who will dribble it back out. And the Knights will look content to hold for the last shot. And the strip settle back in that zone, which they have played for most of this first half.
Yeah, they have. They've been matching up with players in the neighborhood, but it has been primarily a zone.
13 seconds to go. Timeout Richwoods. 25-23 Galesburg. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL, WGIL.com.
WGIL supports our community one event at a time.
Hi, I'm Rick Heath. Safe Harbor Family Crisis Center serves men, women, and children in Knox County who've been affected by domestic violence. They provide emergency shelter and assistance 24 hours a day. Their emergency hotline is 343-SAFE.
These community announcements are being brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Dorothy Brenton of Galesburg, who won $100, and Dennis Bell of New Windsor won $75. Congratulations from WGIL.
13.4 seconds to go, first half, 25-23 Galesburg. But coming out of the Richwoods timeout, the Knights have the ball. Will Jenkins will inbound it. Backcourt, from the front court into the backcourt. Now Desjardins walks it across the timeline. 9 seconds to go. On the right side, Streaks put on the double team. Yes. Brandon Thompson steals it away. Drives, puts it up and in. 2 seconds to go. The Knights can only inbound it. They heave from short of half court, and that one wouldn't have counted anyway. Big turnover at halftime for the Silver Streaks. Leads to a Brandon Thompson bucket and a 4-point Galesburg lead, taking momentum into the locker room. 27-23 when we come back on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. First half statistics, individual scoring numbers, and of course a word with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman. As Galesburg leads at the half of 3A regional opener, 27-23 over the Richwoods Knights. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Freed Loves is the answer. If you were just asking yourself, so where would LeBron James and Lance Armstrong shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? Freed Loves Sporting Goods. And don't you want to shop where two of the world's greatest athletes would shop if they were in downtown Kewaunee? For team uniforms, sports equipment, custom lettering, screen printing, tons of shoes, spirit wear, and Letterman jackets for all area high schools, and the top brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, and Adidas. Specializing in custom lettering, signs, trophies, medals, plaques, and awards. And the top shopping spot of LeBron James and Lance Armstrong when they do finally visit downtown Kewaunee. Freed Love Sporting Goods.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. It'll help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Got every pooch on the block following me around? Can't blame them. I'm gorgeous. I use shampoos and conditioners made for my coat. I blow it out using Conair's Yellow Dog, a dryer for pets. And with a quick run of the Furminator down my back, say bye-bye to loose hairs. Excuse me, won't you? Time for my pedicure.
Arf, arf. Doggy Spa Supplies from Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When the power goes out, will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators.
Halftime at the 3A regional opener at Peoria Richwoods, where the Galesburg Silver Streaks take on the host Knights and lead at the half, 27-23. Jim, you and I were talking on the way over about the formula needed for success here tonight, and one of those is get to the free throw line, get inside, penetrate. The Streaks are winning at the free throw line, 5 of 6, which compared to only one free throw attempt for the Knights. That's the difference in the game right now,
sure
those
is.
4 points.
Yeah, we hope that it keeps up. And, you know, we talked about how evenly matched these teams appear to be coming in, and nothing at halftime has led us to think anything different, because they are just carbon copies of one another. In fact, shooting the ball right now, Galesburg just a slight edge. The Streaks are 10 of 19 from the field, while Richwoods is 9 of 21 from the field. Streaks at 52%, Richwoods 43%. Rebounding battle, just about even. We've got 11 to 10 Richwoods in the rebounding department. Turnovers, a few more for the Knights. They've got 10 here at halftime, while the Silver Streaks have 6. I think if there's one thing that has surprised me, Brad, it has been the Silver Streaks' ability to rattle their guards and get some turnovers out high. And as you mentioned during one of our timeouts, Desjardins, their junior guard, he's almost a little hyper out there. The guy is, I mean, he plays really hard, but his ball handling is suspect at times, and our guards have been able to exploit that. And many times Richwoods, I thought, has been forced into taking some bad shot selection down there, I think is part of the reason we're still up 4.
Well, and I almost can't help but wonder if on a few of their trips they're thinking, just get the ball to the rim, and then we can out-rebound them. We can beat them on the boards, and it's very even here tonight in that respect. So the Streaks have held their own nicely there. Three-point shooting, Knights pretty good in the first half. 4 of 6 to account for 12 of their 23 points. The Silver Streaks, 2 of 6, making both of theirs on 2 for 4 shooting in the second quarter. We mentioned the free throw shooting already. Galesburg, 5 of 6. The Knights, just 1 of 1. Silver Streaks lead at the half, 27-23 over the host Knights, who are the third seed in this regional. The Silver Streaks are the 2 seed and do lead by 4 with a chance to play top seed and number 1 Peoria Notre Dame in the regional championship Friday night. But there's still 2 quarters of basketball left to play. We'll take a break here on the Galesburg Electric Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll tell you the individual scoring for both teams in the first half. Talk things over with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman as well. Galesburg 27, Richwood's 23 at the half. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It happens.
And it can be anything unexpected.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. When it happens, it's our hope at Bates that we can make it as easy on you as possible.
Remember, Bates is here to make it better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
You sit with a towel wrapped around your wet hair, which you washed in freezing cold water, thinking of all the things you're missing. Hot showers, blow dryers, curling irons, flushing toilets, phone chargers, and Project Runway. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With the Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac Automatic Standby Generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL proudly supports the Galesburg community.
It's Ashley Blake from WGIL, reminding you it's time to order your bare root tree seedlings and fish from the Knox County Soil and Water Conservation District. Money from this fundraiser benefits its educational programs. Order trees by March 28th or any of 10 fish by April 8th. Get more details at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A flood warning at the Spoon River and London Mills until Thursday morning. Otherwise, tonight, mostly clear skies, a low 25. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high topping out at 45. And Friday, cloudy skies, chance of showers, and a high of 52. It's 32 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Local news and conversations with local newsmakers. The WGIL Evening News with Bob O'Connor and Emily Ford. Weeknights at 5 on Galesburg Radio 14.
At the half at Peoria Richwoods High School, Class 3A Regional, Galesburg leads Peoria Richwoods 27-23. And with a couple of halftime performances here by the host Knights, we may get a little bit of an extended halftime, as the teams usually have about 3 minutes if they want it to come out of the locker room. And we just crossed the 3-minute mark, and the dance team is still on the floor for the Knights. So let's run through the individual scoring in the first half. For Richwoods, Preston Wells leads the Knights with 11. In fact, he had 11 of the Knights' 13 points, and then the Streaks held him quiet the rest of the way, partially because he sat on the bench for a bit with a couple of personal fouls. Next up, Nate Desjardins with 4 points, those coming late in the first half. Parrish Mason off the bench and Daniel Sinclair each with 3. Denzel Irving off the bench with 2 for the Knights. They have gone deeper on the bench than the Silver Streaks have. 5 other players have played but have not scored for the Knights, including Will Jenkins, who started but has not scored. For the Silver Streaks, Brandon Thompson leads all scorers with 14 in the first half, 11 just in the second quarter. Chad Thompson with 5, Ryan McElmurray 4, Garrett Williams and Dalton Davis each have 2, so all of the starters have scored for the Silver Streaks. Tremaine Carson in off the bench has not scored for the Silver Streaks. Both teams back onto the floor, so we'll get a chance to visit with Streaks assistant Steve Cheeseman here in just a moment, so we'll pass along a couple of scores of interest. Elsewhere in this sectional complex at Peoria Manual tonight, Peoria Central leads Limestone only 19-15 at the half, so that's a bit of a surprise. A couple of teams at the Silver Streaks. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's go down to the sideline. Jim Lee has Steve Cheeseman. Let's find out what they talked about.
Okay, well, Steve, obviously pretty good first half, just what we expected. Two teams are very similar.
Yeah, two teams very similar. Two teams very skilled, aggressive. We felt like that we let them off the hook a little bit on the defensive end, gave up a couple drives, didn't finish some plays down here. Felt really good going in at half and felt like have some plays and points on the floor. So we just want to clean that up a little bit, keep playing good defense, finding their shooters and executing down here on the offensive end.
You're able to penetrate a little bit tonight, unlike Friday, and that's got to feel good.
Yeah, and that allows us to kick out to our three-point shooters or get to the rim and shoot layups. That's our game, being aggressive on the offensive end. We want to keep that going.
All right, thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Streaks assistant Chief Cheeseman giving us some insight for the second half coming out of the locker room. A couple of other scores to pass along. If you follow the Silver Streaks this season, a couple of teams at Galesburg played at the Charleston tournament over the holidays. Mattoon leads Effingham at the half 25-18, and a team that the Silver Streaks hosted in their Thanksgiving tournament, Urbana, is on top of Mahomet Seymour 22-19 at the half. And Metamora, first road game and the second road victory for the Silver Streaks earlier back in December. A tremendous come from behind game, down 14 late in the fourth quarter. Streaks came back, beat the Redbirds by one. They trail at the half at Bloomington, 28-24, to the host Raiders. Silver Streaks send Garrett Williams, Dalton Davis, Ryan McElmurray, and Brandon and Chad Thompson back onto the floor to start the second half. For the Knights, it's Desjardins, Wells, and Dylan Jenkins, along with Will Jenkins and Daniel Sinclair. So both teams starting five will start the third quarter as well. Galesburg getting the last basket of the first half, gets the ball to start off the second half. Dalton Davis in from the right side. Out to Chad Thompson for three off the back of the rim. And the rebound to Richwoods. Leading it up court. Desjardins with a quick three. Got it. Just like that, the Knights are within one. 27-26.
Well, I think any of the shooters on either team pretty excited when they get a look, because the defense has been tight enough. There hasn't been many open looks from outside.
Down low to Chad Thompson. Gets hammered going in from the left side. Good hard foul by the Knights. We'll send Chad to the free throw line. Shooting a couple. That'll be the first foul of the game on Daniel Sinclair. Just underway in the third quarter, 27-26 Galesburg, 7:29 to play in the third quarter. Chad Thompson to the free throw line. Just under 73% from the line this season. Makes the first one.
Knocked down some big free throws in our last outing up at Moline when he was the crunch time player of the game Friday.
Game in which Thompson led all scorers with 26 as the Streaks wrapped up the conference, finished in a tie with the Moline Maroons. They got a big win over Pekin last night in their regional opener. United Township plays Quincy tonight in the 4A regional at Pekin. Thompson makes both. Galesburg by three, 29-26. Chad has seven for the game. Wells penetrates, kicks it out to Desjardins, dribbles away from Brandon Thompson. Now starts the penetration. Streaks open in a 1-2-2 zone here in the third quarter. Then a bad handle on the dribble, and then Jenkins lost it out of bounds. Streaks hang on to it. Garrett Williams pulls up for three. Short rebound deflected out to Richwoods. Dylan Jenkins gets a loose ball. Up court to Desjardins. Streaks cover him up. Down low to Sinclair in the lane. Back out to Desjardins for three. Hits it again.
Galesburg fans wanted either a travel or a three-second call. Didn't get either one. All they got was another dagger from Desjardins.
He has 10 on the game now. Opens up with the first 6 points of the third quarter for the Knights. We're tied at 29. McElmurray lost his man out high. Drives in, banks it in, but the foul on the floor before the shot, and McElmurray will have to inbound it.
We've seen some officiating crews that would have given him that basket this year, but this group, a little more traditional.
Dylan Jenkins with the foul. Foul on the Knights as we're just underway in the third quarter. 6:37 to go. We're tied at 29. McElmurray on the inbound. Brandon Thompson for three.
He is stroking the ball so well right now. He doesn't get a lot of open looks, but when he gets them, he's just dead on.
He has 17 now in the game. Galesburg on top, 32-29. Will Jenkins on the outside. Over to Preston Wells, guarded by Thompson. Streaks have switched to a man defense. Down low, shot short. Rebound put back by Mason. Won't go. Chad Thompson with a rebound. That was Denzel Irving, rather, as he missed two close shots. Now Garrett Williams driving in from the right side. Dalton Davis in the lane. Bad pass. Knocked out of bounds. Knights touched it last.
We were very fortunate to get that ball back.
Yep. 6:03 to go third quarter. 32-29 Galesburg. Back into the game for the Knights. Here comes Parrish Mason, the 6'3 junior, replacing Will Jenkins. Mason picked up two fouls in the first half off the bench, as did Preston Wells for the Knights, the leading scorer for Richwood. Soft pass on the inbounds, but Williams gets to it before Wells does. Now Davis with it between the circles. Under 6 minutes to play third quarter. The winner to face number one Peoria Notre Dame in the regional title here at Richwoods Friday night. Davis on the right elbow. Top of the circle, Brandon Thompson for three off the front of the rim. Rebound Wells on the weak side. good from up here, came up a little bit short. Now on the other end, a three up and in for Dylan Jenkins. Galesburg's leaving the shooters open on the outside, and they've responded with 3 three-pointers to start the third quarter, tied at 32.
Well, Jenkins has got a weird-looking shot.
Yes, he does.
If anybody's in the neighborhood, he'll never get that off, but they left him wide open and brought the ball clear behind his head.
Down the lane, Brandon Thompson gets blocked. Denzel Irving hammers it out of bounds. Brandon slow to get up, shaking his head. Streaks will keep it. A little quicker with a release when Irving is anywhere in the neighborhood. He's had a couple of blocks tonight. McElmurray inbounds out high to Garrett Williams. Leaves it off for Dalton Davis. Works his way left. Gets it off to Brandon in the corner. Soft pass. Picks it up over Wells. Now drives in from the left side. That one's up and in off the glass.
Well, he did it all there. Got around his man. Went down. Went around the next guy down low. Left-handed shot up around him and good. Brandon feeling it. He doesn't want this to be his last game. One of the many seniors out there on the court for Galesburg.
He has 19. Galesburg by 2, under 5 minutes to play third quarter. On the outside, Mason. Tough pass to Wells. McElmurray almost knocked it loose, but Wells hangs on to it. Tries to lose Ryan out high. Pulls up from the left side. Swished it. First basket since early in the second quarter for the sophomore Preston Wells. We're tied at 34. Both teams shooting the rock very well here tonight. Brandon Thompson. Like he got poked in the face. Drives out to Garrett. Wide open three. Off the rim. Rebound into the hands of Wells. Knights with a chance to retake the lead.
Needed that one.
Garrett was wide open. Now on the right side. A fake by Jenkins. Steps inside the arc. Leans in after he changed his shot. Brandon Thompson with a rebound on the miss. Bounce pass right side. McElmurray lost the handle on it. Williams threw it behind Ryan just a little bit too much. And Ryan going strong to the basket. Couldn't reach out and hang on to it.
A little surprised we haven't seen some of Tremaine Carson. I don't think he's played yet, has he?
Yeah, he came in when Davis sat down in the second quarter with those two fouls. Careless on the inbound, right through the hands of the pass of Dylan Jenkins and Brandon Thompson there to pick up the steal in the backcourt. Jenkins just took his eye off it. Davis penetration out to Ryan McElmurray on the wing. We're tied at 34 halfway through the third quarter. Baseline, Davis for three!
Right away, Dalton.
Timeout, Silver Streaks. 30-second timeout. Good drive on the baseline by Ryan McElmurray. Drew the defense, dished it out to Dalton. Wide open for three. Gets his second basket of the night, and he has five. Timeout, Silver Streaks, 3:52 to go, third quarter.
You know, even though Dalton Davis has not been shooting the ball real well the last couple of weeks, I could tell he was wanting to get a look out here tonight, but the situation just had never allowed him to get open. But we got it inside, kicked him out in the corner there. He had a nice look. And money shot there. That's the same spot that Williams had missed one the previous time. We'd run the same play. And so it's so important for one of those guys to complement both of the Thompsons, because you know that Brandon and Chad are going to be scoring every night. But we need either Garrett or Dalton to be that other third outside shooter. Maybe Dalton will come into play here more tonight after he can that first one.
That was his first three-point attempt of the night. Garrett Williams, meanwhile, has missed all three of his from behind the arc. 3:45 to go, third quarter, coming out of the Streaks' 30-second timeout. Richwitz with the ball. Desjardins pulls up top of the circle over to Wells for three. That one rims in and out. Rebound on the weak side, back to the Knights. Kick it out to Desjardins for three. Got it. Another rebound for the Knights, and they capitalize with it on the three-point basket. Desjardins, 3 for 3 in the third quarter now. We're tied at 37. And he has 13, tied with Wells for the leading scoring honors for the Knights. Williams out high. Left side, Brandon Thompson, who leads all scorers. Tied at 37, approaching the three-minute mark, and Garrett and Ryan McElmurray palmed the ball. You hardly ever see it called, but there it was. Ninth turnover on the Streaks. Knights with a chance to regain the lead here.
Well, this game's been everything that we thought it would be. But so many people ask us, what do you think going into tonight? And from what we know and everybody we talked to over here, they said, boy, this is a real toss-up. And right now at 37, all three to go in the third quarter, it is anybody's game.
Yeah, don't let the records fool you. Desjardins almost loses his man out high, dumps it into the corner to Jeremy Johnson, drives baseline, shovels it up and in off the glass. Little carnival move by Johnson. Cut. McElmurray skips it over on the touch pass out of bounds. Intended for Chad Johnson on the right side, and Chad never had a chance at that one. Streaks have now turned it over on back-to-back possessions. Knights with a chance to build on the lead here, leading by two, 2:41 to go third quarter.
You know, you talked about the carnival move last time down, and that's right. The only thing at the carnival, the rim is half as big, so the ball never goes in.
That's right.
So I still don't think he would have got the stuffed animal, even if he'd have been at the carnival, even with the great move.
Garrett Williams out, Tremaine Carson back in for the Silver Streaks. Who show man defense. They have switched alternately between several zone looks tonight, a 2-3, a 1-2-2. Now they're back in the man. Driving in from the right side. Jenkins stepped on the baseline. The official right there missed it. And Jenkins gets positioned down low and banks it up and in.
That's pretty bad. I mean, the half his foot was on the line.
Ryan McElmurray drives, dishes it out to Dalton. Left corner for three, air ball. And the rebound picked off by Jeremy Johnson for the Knights. Leads the break to the other end. Down the lane, right hand won't go down with a shot. McElmurray with a rebound. Streaks dodge a bullet there. And now a foul in the backcourt on the Knights, trying to go for the steal. And that's a break for the Silver Streaks. Four team fouls on the Knights. None on the Silver Streaks with 2:01 to go third quarter as Jenkins picks up his second. That's Will Jenkins.
Well, if you'd have told me that foul total with 2 minutes to go in the third, I would have said we're in good shape. Reality is we're down four on the scoreboard. Richwood's having a little run here. The Streaks need to answer.
Streaks have settled for some perimeter jumpers instead of getting some of that lane penetration that they had in the first half, which got them to the free throw line. 2:01 to go third quarter. Streaks will have to take it three-quarter the length of the court. Davis to Brandon Thompson in the backcourt. Chad Thompson, Ryan McElmurray, and Tremaine Carson on the floor for the Streaks. Brandon Thompson to McElmurray in front of the Galesburg bench. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter, Streaks down four. McElmurray with the dribble out high, tries to toss it over to Brandon Thompson, right through the hands of Parrish Mason, who slaps his hands in frustration that he had a wide-open steal, but he let it go through his hands out of bounds.
Well, that was almost somebody on the stack down low. Tremaine Carson was down there with I think, Dalton, and McElmurray picked up the ball. Somebody was supposed to break into the corner, and they never did. My guess is maybe since Tremaine just came into the game, maybe that was his to go out and help on, and Streaks very fortunate to keep the ball there in some confusion.
Jack Murphy and Preston Wells back in for the Knights. Parrish Mason and Jeremy Johnson sit down for Richwood's. Carson out high, lost the ball right through his hands. Richwood steals it away. Streaks have turned it over three of their last four possessions now. Desjardins in the lane, scoops it over left side, pull up by Will Jenkins, swish. Biggest lead of the night for Peoria Richwoods, 43-37. Will Jenkins with four. 1:20 to go, third quarter. In the 3A regional opener, Chad Thompson right side, McElmurray loses his man briefly, drives, kicks it out, Brandon Thompson for three.
Another huge shot by Brandon Thompson, who had a monster shot at Moline the other night. This one keeps the Senate three down late in the third quarter.
Streaks were up 37-34. The Knights went on a 9-0 run to take a 6-point lead. Now it's a 3-point lead for the Knights, under a minute to go, third quarter. Wells on the outside, between the circles, swinging around to Desjardins. He'll back it away. Still with a left-hand dribble. Streaks are in a 2-3 zone again. Trying to fool up Richwoods, changing defenses frequently throughout this game. Desjardins dribbling back and forth. Now they hand off to Wells. He picks up the dribble, guarded by Carson. Bounce pass into the lane. Murphy trying to post up, and a foul on the floor against the Silver Streaks will be number three on the game on Dalton Davis. Only the first team foul on the Silver Streaks in the second half. With 32.2 seconds to go, third quarter.
Thought Richwood was going to work the clock for the final shot, but when they got the mismatch they wanted inside, they took Murphy right at Dalton Davis and got the foul.
Now they have to inbound. Wells on the baseline, left of his own basket, to pull the trigger, gets it into the right corner to Desjardins, trying to drive in on Brandon Thompson. To the free throw line, kicks it out to Will Jenkins for three. A little bit long, and the rebound to Brandon Thompson. Streaks with a chance to hold for the final shot of this third quarter. Down 43-40, 19 seconds to go. Brandon into the lane, turnaround jumper with a right hand, rolls through.
Brandon is not going to let us lose if he has anything to do with it, and I'm happy to see him trying to take over this game because he's the only serious offensive threat we have right now.
He has 24, down to 5 seconds to go. In the lane, Murphy fouled. Tremaine Carson came up quickly. And not a bad foul as he bumped Jack Murphy taking the pass before he could turn around and attempt the shot. So now the Knights have to inbound with 2.7 seconds to go. Wells, left of his own basket. Roaming out on the left perimeter, Jared Dean, they get it out to Will Jenkins. Foot on the line, I think. Shot short. Ryan McElmurray with a rebound. Streaks score the final 5 points of the third quarter. Trail by one after three. 43-42 Richmond. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
If you've had an accident of any kind, no matter how small, your injury could very well need the attention of a doctor of chiropractic. Dr. Jeffrey Hayden at Hayden Chiropractic would like to remind you that auto accidents, workers' compensation, and most insurance companies recognize and cover chiropractic care. The pain may seem small and insignificant now, but the big pain will occur months down the road when you find out too late that injuries were sustained that didn't appear immediately, and you're left with serious damage and all of the bills to pay. Make an appointment with Dr. Jeffrey Hayden for a spinal screening. As a doctor of chiropractic, he is expertly skilled in the care of the spine and nerves, which are most often affected in cases of accidental injury. This accident screening will tell you the facts before it's too late to get insurance coverage. If you suffered hidden injury, he'll find out for sure. Call today for your appointment at Hayden Chiropractic, 344-4988. Hayden Chiropractic, it's well worth the trip for your peace of mind.
Due to federal regulations, this offer does not apply to Medicare, Medicaid, or federal insurance programs.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Fourth quarter underway at the 3A regional opener. Bounce pass through the lane, too hard off the floor. Knights turn it over on the opening possession of the fourth quarter. It's 43-42 Peoria Richwoods. Galesburg down one with the ball. Brandon Thompson, Garrett Williams, Chad Thompson. Here's Brandon in the lane. Dishes it out to Dalton for three. Good!
Big shot is Dalton, the beneficiary there of Brandon Thompson. And you know Richwoods is going to do everything they can to deny him the ball. When he gets it, he'll get double-teamed. He's going to kick it out. There's going to be some guys open. Dalton cashed in on the wide-open three there, and the Streaks are back on top.
Second three of the game for Dalton. He has eight. Brandon Thompson has 24. There's a travel. Wells got into the lane, got in bad position, picked up his pivot foot. The Knights turn it over on their first two possessions of the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks now on top, 45-43, back into the game for Richwoods. Parrish Mason replacing Jack Murphy. Third quarter stats very quickly, Jim.
Well, Galesburg at 50% from the field, 15 out of 30. Richwoods 17 of 35. Rebounding edge a little bit to Richwoods right now. Turnovers 12 for the Knights, 10 for the Streaks. Galesburg with the ball up two.
Brandon Thompson to Dalton Davis, top of the circle. Dribbles left, looking to hand off. Gets it off to Brandon, trying to drive baseline. Cut off, spin move, puts
yes.
it up, got the basket, and a foul. Thought he might have traveled with it, but instead it's a chance at a three-point play.
This is starting to look a little bit like the Alleman game when he took over that one up there in the Western Big Six win. Richwood's a better team than Alleman. I don't know if they'll let it happen the whole fourth quarter, but he's doing it inside and outside, and they have no answer for BT right now.
He has 26. He likes playing the teams in green, doesn't he? Makes a free throw. Three in this quarter. Galesburg by five now, 48-43. They've scored the first six of the fourth quarter, and Brandon Thompson with 27. All right side drive. Will Jenkins dishes it out. Left corner, Desjardins for three. Long.
There we go.
Dalton Davis with a rebound. We got a long way to go. And now a foul in the backcourt against Desjardins. Frustrated after the missed three with a reach in on Dalton Davis. And they pick up four quick team fouls now. Desjardins clearly frustrated after that miss. He picks up two quick ones. And Galesburg clearly has momentum here with 6:36 to go in the game.
And you probably heard the roar from a good Galesburg crowd that came over here tonight. They love that call against the scrappy Desjardins.
McElmurray to Brandon Thompson. They clear it out on the right side. He takes it in. Good!
He is just owning those guys right now. Every move in his arsenal he's using in the Streaks force a turnover.
An unforced turnover at that. Nobody within 30 feet of the ball. Richwoods carelessly mishandles it, and the Streaks get it back on the 13th Knights turnover in the third of this quarter with only with only a minute 43 off the clock, and a foul called as they inbound it to Brandon Thompson, and a quick one whistled on Dylan Jenkins, his second.
That shows you how intimidated they are by him. They inbounded, they basically just tackled him. They didn't know what to do with him, so Jenkins just wrapped both arms around him and grabbed him.
And now they give him the... Jenkins gives BT a little bump, and now on the inbound, a whistle away from the ball will be a turnover on the Silver Streaks.
Can't afford that.
Trying to set a screen, and is this going to be against Chad Thompson? No.
It was way away from the ball, too.
It was on Dalton Davis, and that's his fourth. So yes. Dalton getting caught up in the mind game here a little bit, and the Streaks turn it over for the first time in the fourth quarter, and up by seven, had a chance to maybe get it into a double-digit lead there, but instead the Knights get it back, 6:10 to go, fourth quarter. Galesburg on top, 50-43. They've scored the first 8 points of the fourth quarter.
So a 13-point run for Galesburg.
In the lane, Wells with a careless shot, got knocked off balance, and just threw it up toward the basket, missed it. Ryan McElmurray with the rebound, then he turns it over. 3-on-1 for the Knights. Wells brings it in, shovels it up, missed it. Ryan McElmurray made him alter the shot, and the rebound to Tremaine Carson. And he'll give it off to Brandon Thompson. Up court to Chad, who watched it go right through his hands, off his head, and out of bounds. And the Streaks get careless with it again.
That's too bad. I really thought McElmurray got fouled on the last turnover. He got hammered from behind and no call. But then that one was just a careless turnover. So both teams a little frazzled right now. You'd like to see the Streaks kind of settle things in because they're up seven. Richwoods is really on the edge.
Down seven with the ball, though. Will Jenkins on the right side. Let's see how patient they get here. Tremaine Carson gets out on Wells out high. Wells drives, takes it in, and an offensive foul called. Chad Thompson was waiting there on the penetration, and that's the fourth foul of the game on Preston Wells for the Knights.
Chad Thompson redeems himself for the turnover on the other end by drawing, what, the third charge,
third
I think
charge.
He's drawn tonight?
Yep. Absolutely.
Terrific.
So the Streaks get it back. Leading by seven. They've had a chance to extend the lead a couple of times, and now McElmurray has it poked away from behind. Jenkins with a right hand, shovels it up, and goaltending called. That shot was going to go down, but for the Knights, it was Denzel Irving who came in trying to get the offensive rebound, and he grabbed the rim, and that negates the basket.
This is really a wild one, and the Silver Streaks, thank goodness, have made this run to get on top. Let's see if we can't put it away here.
They turn it over three straight times. Still lead by seven, though, with 5 minutes to play. Garrett Williams, top of the circle. Nearly throws it away. BT chases it down in the left corner. Now he gives it off to Garrett. He'll pull up from 18 feet. Swish! Only the second basket of the game for Garrett Williams. Biggest lead of the night now for Galesburg at 52-43. And a timeout called. 4:46 to go in the fourth quarter. Timeout Knights, Galesburg by 9. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball at WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center.
After an accident, you may not know where to turn.
Turn to Bates. We'll navigate you through all the insurance paperwork, set you up with a rental car,
and make your car look like new with a factory-perfect repair. Guaranteed.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
This is Jeff Klink with Galesburg Nissan, wishing all the Streaks the best of luck this year. Galesburg Nissan, just off the square downtown. The area's leader in customer satisfaction. Visit us online 24 hours a day at galesburgcars.com.
WGIL congratulates recent button winners Barbara Wright, who won $25, Sandy Paul won $20, and Mary Gutierrez won $40. Congratulations from WGIL.
Since the Silver Streaks trailed late in the third quarter, 43-37, they have gone on a 15-0 run. Now lead the Knights by 9, 52-43. And Richwood still looking for its first points of the fourth quarter with 4:46 to play in the game.
Galesburg definitely showing they want to play Friday night against Notre Dame. And Brandon Thompson has put this team on his shoulders and helped carry us to this 9-point lead.
On the outside, hand off to Wells. Right corner it goes to Jeremy Johnson back into the game for the Knights. With a right-hand dribble on the wing. Guarded by Thompson, picks up his dribble. BT gets on top of him and they throw it away. Denzel Irving was the intended receiver on the pass, and Brandon recognized as soon as Johnson picked up his dribble, he hammered all over him, got in his face with the defense, and he forced the turnover.
Richwood's an inexperienced team for the most part, and they are showing it in this fourth quarter. The pressure seems to be getting the most of them, as well as the aggressive Galesburg defense.
Six turnovers in the first 3 minutes and 45 seconds of the fourth quarter. BT, right side, top of the circle. McElmurray backs away from the arc. 17 fouls on the Knights, only 3 on the Silver Streaks as we approach the midpoint of the final quarter. 3A regional opener, Galesburg by 9. Brandon Thompson drives in, has it poked away. Desjardins saves it into the backcourt, right to Ryan McElmurray. Now Ryan drives it across midcourt. Brandon Thompson on the right wing. Top of the circle, Tremaine Carson. Left side over to McElmurray. Now over to Garrett Williams. And the Streaks will run some more clock here. Lots of turnovers in this fourth quarter. Five on the Streaks, seven on the Knights. Bounce pass, back door, McElmurray hammered, and he gets a couple of free throws. Good look from Tremaine Carson. Foul on Denzel Irving is his first.
Very good look and a very bold move to the basket by McElmurray, who might have got away with a little feet shuffle there as he went in.
Wondered about that too, actually.
He got pounded to the floor, though, as he gets back up. And this is what we want, to spend the rest of the fourth quarter at the free throw line. If we can do that, we'll be playing Friday night.
3:34 to play in the game. Knights still have not scored in this fourth quarter. McElmurray just under 70% from the free throw line. Misses the first one off the back rim. Was a shooting foul driving into the basket, so he gets two. 4 points on the night for Ryan McElmurray, who averages just under 7.5 a game.
With 3.5 to go, the Streaks are already dropping all four players back on defense off the lane.
McElmurray makes the second. Galesburg has its first 10-point lead of the night at 53-43, a 16-0 run. Right side drive. Johnson cut off by Brandon Thompson. Dribbles it all the way back out.
Pretty critical trip for Richwood.
Boy, he's holding his hands out as if he doesn't know what to do. Johnson trying to do it all himself. Shoots it over Brandon Thompson. Missed it with an air ball, and the rebound deflected to Chad Thompson. Streaks trying to build on the 10-point lead, and they're going to run some more clock. McElmurray back into the midcourt shield of the Richwood Knights. Brandon Thompson, Tremaine Carson with the dribble. Hands off to McElmurray. Under 3 minutes to play in the game. With a chance to play number one Peoria Notre Dame, Garrett Williams drives all the way and in.
I'm not sure outside of a few turnovers we can play any better in the fourth quarter than we are here right now. This is terrific.
Timeout on the floor. 12-point Galesburg lead. Knights use their final full timeout. 2:50 to go in the game. Silver Streaks lead 55-43. This is Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Imagine if someone would pay you for living. Pekin Insurance new return and premium life insurance policy does just that. Your beneficiary will receive the full death benefit if something happens to you, and the policy will return the amount you paid in premiums if you're still living at the end of the 20-year term and have kept the policy in force. Talk to Craddy Insurance, your local Pekin Insurance agency, about a money-back guarantee on your life insurance. Return and premium life insurance. That's coverage that goes beyond the expected.
Satire at its best. The Dennis Miller Show. Weeknights at 6 on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
12-point Galesburg lead. 2:50 to go in the fourth quarter in the 3A regional. At Peoria Richwoods, where Galesburg is on top of the host Knights, 55-43. Hard to believe, but the Knights were on top by 6 late in the third quarter, 43-37. They haven't scored since. Knights have one 30-second timeout remaining with the ball. Wells out high. Streaks still in that zone. Now they're going to play man defense. Down the lane, right side. Johnson with a shot high off the glass. Won't go. And an offensive rebound. Into the lane. Jump stop and a whistle as Jared Deem took it into the basket. And they're going to call one on McElmurray. No, they're going to call it on Dalton Davis. He's fouled out.
Well, that was the first second chance opportunity in this fourth quarter for Richwoods. They had been 0-5 from the field, hadn't got a rebound. The Streaks on the other end had been 5-for-5 from the field. And this senior group showing its experience against the Richwoods teams full of juniors and some sophomores. And just when it looked like Richwoods was going to pull this off, the Streaks have asserted themselves. And even though Richwood's going to toe the line right now, the Streaks solidly in control of this if they can take care of the ball and make free throws down the stretch.
Fourth team foul on Galesburg, but it goes as a shooting foul, sending Jared Deem to the free throw line. This is only the second free throw attempt of the night for Peoria Richwoods. Silver Streaks, meanwhile, have been to the line 11 times. A free throw up and off the back of the rim. So the scoring drought continues for the Knights, who still, with 2:35 to go in the game, have not scored in the fourth quarter. Deem takes his time at the line. The junior eyes the second one, and that one rims in and out. And Brandon Thompson gets the rebound.
Wow. Hey, Richwoods is just so down on their confidence right now, and the Silver Streaks looking to take advantage of it and run a little clock here.
Garrett Williams on the dribble between the circles, backs up toward half court, now drives inside the arc, brings it back out, nearly has it stolen away. Deem with a foul from the reach from the backside, and Garrett will shoot a one in bonus. Second foul of the game on Jared Deem.
This will be the final one in bonus. The next foul will put the Silver Streaks into the double bonus, and things looking very positive with still that 12-point lead here with 2:20 to go.
Williams to the free throw line on the season, 72.5%. First one up and short. Rebound, BT got a hand on the rebound, but it's deflected over to Jeremy Johnson. So the Streaks do not extend the lead from the free throw line. Still up 12 as we approach the two-minute mark. Desjardins in the lane with a left hand at 2:09 to go. The Knights finally score in the fourth quarter. It's a 10-point Galesburg lead. Their biggest lead just a moment ago at 12. McElmurray across midcourt. Desjardins trying to poke it away, riding him from the backside the whole way.
Richmond's having to take some big chances defensively. Might lead to a layup or two for the Silver Streaks.
Streaks won't take it unless it's wide open. Chad Thompson, now Garrett Williams on the outside. 1:40 to go in the game. Galesburg by 10. Garrett Williams backdoor to Tremaine. Lost it briefly, gets tied up. Desjardins yanks it out of his hands. And as he's falling down, the official calls the held ball, and the Streaks keep it on the alternating possession.
Might kind of break on that one, too.
Boy. Well, either way, I think they get it back on the travel, so I guess in the end, it's all comes out in the wash, right? McElmurray to inbound, looking for Brandon Thompson on the right wing, and he's going to dribble it all the way back out. Jeremy Johnson trying to poke it away and does get called for the foul from the backside. And now in the super bonus, a minute 32 to go in the game, Brandon Thompson will shoot two free throws, 29 points on the night. He's looking to score 30 for the third time this season.
Most of the Richwood's bench, players and coaches alike, sitting there with their chins on their hands. They are very concerned. They didn't want to foul Brandon Thompson because he has murdered him with that point number 30.
7 of 8 from the free throw line for Brandon Thompson tonight. Galesburg by 11. 56-45. Second free throw. Rolls off. BT holds at 30. Here comes Preston Wells into the front court. Takes it all the way with a right hand off the glass. Rebound into Ryan McElmurray's hands. Looks like it's going to happen. Galesburg will advance to the regional championship against number one Peoria Notre Dame in another minute and 18 seconds, and they foul Brandon Thompson again. Again, two free throws coming up.
Richwood's, which played with a lot of moxie, I thought, through three quarters tonight. As this fourth quarter has gone on, I guess late third quarter and on to this, they just, you can see the meltdown of their confidence on the offensive end of the court. And the Silver Streaks doing a good job boxing out, holding him to one shot most of the time.
Well, I talked to Mike Reynolds in the pregame, and I said, you know, I've heard people make that claim. You know, you're a young team at the beginning of the year, but by the time you get to the end of the year, you're not a young team anymore. You're practically the next level up, which is true. Yeah, these guys are a lot closer to being juniors and seniors than they were at the beginning of the year. But I still maintain you revert back to your level of inexperience in the postseason. And I don't care if they have played 25 games and they're that much more experienced. This is, for most of these kids, their first postseason game. And that's a lot different than playing last Friday night and playing this Wednesday night.
Yeah, and you know, they sat and watched a lot of these kids last year, this Richwood's team
that's
that was
right.
So senior dominated, and so they were there, but they weren't the ones on them. And so, yeah, being out here and feeling that pressure, even though they are on their home court, their home crowd has gotten very silent here in the fourth quarter as the Silver Streaks have taken over. Although we're not icing the game at the line quite the way we'd hope. Brandon missed that first free throw. We got a timeout. Hopefully he can hit one here, because while we're feeling pretty comfortable about this, it's still just an 11-point lead with over a minute to go.
Streaks were only 3 of 7 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. This away.
Yeah, this is not characteristic of this team that shoots over 70% from the line. He missed another one.
Oh, my goodness. He's missed 3 in a row. Silver Streaks still lead by 11 with a minute 14 to go. Will Jenkins, left side over to Jeremy Johnson for 3 off the back of the rim. Streaks fortunate there. Johnson got a pretty good look at it. Garrett Williams with a weak side rebound. Into the front court, McElmurray nearly lost the dribble, and he gets it over to Garrett Williams before the turnover. Now back to Garrett on the wing. Desjardins nearly steals it away. McElmurray gets it away. Brandon Thompson with it at midcourt with 52 seconds to go.
Can't believe they're not fouling right away, no better than we shot free throws.
Galesburg faithful coming to its feet. And a foul now called on Jeremy Johnson, riding Brandon Thompson pretty hard on that dribble. Fouls on Jeremy Johnson.
They let 10 or 12 seconds go off there before they finally made the foul. And I'm not sure if Brandon hadn't forced the issue, they ever would have fouled him.
at Bloomington. The host Raiders lead Metamora 43-37 in the fourth quarter. Brandon breaks the run. He'd missed three in a row. Now he finally hits one. Galesburg matches its biggest lead of the game at 57-45. BT with 31 on the night, two short of his career high, which he got way back in the Thanksgiving tournament against Urbana. 48.6 seconds to go in the game. BT's second one rolls off. Preston Wells with a rebound. Uncharacteristic for BT to be missing all these in the fourth quarter. Quick shot at the other end and a miss and knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Galesburg.
Yeah, it went off Chad Hompson's hands and out of bounds. And yeah, Randon, that last free throw, it never had a chance. It was such a line drive, I don't think it ever even could have gotten over the rim.
On the inbounds, Desjardins lose Garrett Williams out high. Streaks actually playing a little Olay defense, and he missed it in the lane. Tremaine Carson gets the rebound, and they foul it.
Yeah, and for Desjardins to miss that one, I mean, that was point blank, and he just shot it too hard off the... And though they haven't exactly put on a free throw clinic down the stretch, but their little push late third quarter, early fourth quarter made the difference. Completely took the starch out of the Richwoods Knights. And they've had nothing down the stretch here tonight.
2 points in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
For the Knights. Free throw by Tremaine. Oh, he makes it. Brandon Thompson misses 4 of 5, and now Tremaine Carson goes to the line and hits his first one, shooting 50% on the season. Biggest lead for Galesburg at 58-245. Streaks take the starters out to a big round of applause. Dalton Davis hugging everybody as they come to the bench because... With him fouling out of the game, you know he wants to play in again. Austin Garnett, Lamont Ross, Chad Johnson, Seth Morling in for the Silver Streaks. Tremaine Carson stays into the game. If he makes the second free throw, Zach Wilkie will replace him. And he gets it. Tremaine finishes with 2 points there at the free throw line. Galesburg trailing by 6, 43-37, has gone on a 22-2 run with 30 seconds to play in the game. And the Knights will end their season at 13-13. At the top of the circle, Terrence Farmer into the game. Intended down low. Streaks knock it out of bounds. What a finish for the Silver Streaks. I'm telling you, they're sandbagging at the free throw line. Eddie Matthews is here for Peoria Notre Dame, so they want him to think that they can't shoot.
Sure, that would be fine with us because the only way we'll beat Notre Dame is to get some free throws, I think.
And another Richwoods turnover. 18 on the game now. 8 in this quarter. That's 1 a minute. And 1 for 13 from the field. Inlet pass to Seth Morling in the lane. Deflected out of his hands to Lamont Ross, who puts it up and in. 2 seconds to go, and it's over. Streaks win it, 61-45. They are 25-6 on the season. They will play for the 3A regional championship against number one Peoria Notre Dame right here at Richwoods Friday night. The postgame show is coming up, including final statistics for the teams, the scorers, and a word with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. Galesburg's on to the regional championship. The postgame show is next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center, this is healthcare. Crowdy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. By Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street, where the power goes out. Will you be ready? Be ready with Galesburg Electric and Generac Generators. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg, we take the decision out of collision. By Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown Galesburg. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street, building a better bond between you and your pet. And by Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee, Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Now during Menards Construction Sale, save big on top quality tools by Masterforce. Right performance, right price. All Masterforce cordless tools are on sale. Save big on a 12-volt lithium-ion combo kit with drill, impact driver, two batteries, charger, and carrying bag. It's now just $89. Plus, all Masterforce socket and wrench sets are on sale. For top quality tools at the lowest prices, shop Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Are you a diehard sports fan?
Prove it! Head to the Athletic Holy Land.
The mecca of sports equipment apparel.
We love sporting goods in downtown Kewaunee. They have uniforms for the team, athletic shoes, spirit wear, letterman's jackets for all area schools, sports equipment, and they do custom lettering, screen printing. And of course, they carry all the hottest brands like Wilson, Rawlings, Louisville Slugger, Adidas, Holloway, Pro Celebrity, and more. And when it comes time to pay homage to your local sports stars, call Breedloves for trophies, medals, signs, plaques, and awards. Breedloves Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
McDonald's new Chipotle Barbecue Bacon Angus Third Pounder and Snack Wrap have arrived. And from the very first bite, you'll go gaga. But lest you take it for granted before the Chipotle sauce has even wiped off your mustache or make other dinner plans, remember this. While that smoky sweet Chipotle barbecue sauce on top of 100% Angus beef is almost unlimited, its time here is not. Angus Axiom number 48. Chipotle waits for no man. The simple joy of Angus at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
When you're looking for rawhide, look for the products made right here in the USA. They taste so much better than the ones made in faraway places. I recommend Grillers, tastiest rawhide straight out of Chicago, and Harvester's Mini Cookies, also made right here in Illinois. Throw them in my bowl. Sweet potato, vanilla, and chicken. They're my favorite.
Join them on Facebook, Thorne's Pets and Supplies, on Seminary Street in Galesburg, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Built Chiropractic at 672 West Main in Galesburg, because sometimes it only takes an adjustment or two to feel great. A flood warning at the Spoon River and London Mills until Thursday morning. Otherwise, tonight, mostly clear skies, a low 25. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high topping out at 45. And Friday, cloudy skies, chance of showers, and a high of 52. It's 32 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Silver Streaks hold Peoria Richwoods to only 2 points in the fourth quarter, and they outscore the Knights 24-2 to win it by 16 here tonight. 61-45, Galesburg 25-6, and off to the regional championship Friday. Here's Jim with the head coach, Mike Reynolds.
All right, well, thanks, Brad. Coach Mike Reynolds, congratulations. What a terrific finish you had in this one. You're down 43-37 late in the third quarter. What brought the turnaround here?
Well, we walked back to the huddle at the end of the third. You know, Ryan's in there rallying the troops. He's rallying the troops. So we've worked too hard for 12 months to get to play on for a championship. And we talked about that before the game. This is always the toughest one to get. That first one. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of good teams in the state that lost that first one. Evanston was one. Lincoln lost it. And we played those type of teams that they played. It's nice to. I hope our fans enjoyed their dance team and their all their music and all that stuff, because it was certainly a home court advantage. But I think our guys, broke loose, and seniors were seniors.
You had Brandon Thompson, of course, that put you on his shoulders offensively, ended up with, 32 points, Brad? 32 points tonight for the senior Brandon Thompson, and you can't say enough about the job he did down the stretch.
Well, we weren't very happy with him in half. He didn't defend as well as he's capable of, and I think the key to the game was, Coach Noble, who's kind of our defensive coordinator, switched some things up and said, we're going to stay home, we're not going to switch anymore, and Garrett Williams and Ryan McNamara were able to shut those guys down, and that gave BT a little extra legs to carry us there in the fourth quarter, and we've got a lot of plays designed to go to him, and I think we may have ran every one of them, so hopefully we'll design some more on the way back.
Well, just Jardins had 3 three-pointers there in that third quarter, as Richwoods couldn't miss there for a while. They were getting some open looks. Did you change things up to shut that down a little bit more so they'd be under pressure?
Well, we face guarded. We stopped chasing and switching, and we were worried about their dribble penetration with the switching, and they were able to shoot over top of us and make some shots, but the percentages, fell through. Sometimes they don't, but they're those guys. I mean, number three, you can say his name better than me, but he – you know, he's their one high percentage shooter, and when Wells was able to make some shots and 15 threw one in, and, you know, 31 is a better shooter than he showed tonight. But once we stayed home on our guys, and the key of the game was we were able to get some rebounds when they missed those long shots, and I'm proud of our guys.
When, you know, we came into this game, a lot of people were saying, looks like a dead heat. Teams are about the same size. Both teams very quick at the guard spot. Down the stretch, though, a big difference, I think, obviously, in the determination and the senior prospect, I think, coming into play there with this experience that you guys have.
Well, we're a 25-win team for a reason. You know, our guys play, and they play 32 minutes, and we talked about it before the game. We want to empty the tank. We'll worry about Friday when Friday gets here, but we got to empty the tank on Wednesday so we can play on Friday. And this team deserves to play for a championship, and I know it's a tall task, but this team deserves to play for that. And, you know, as long as they empty their tank, we'll walk out of here with our head high.
Last year you went up to Geneseo. You're the underdog against Rock Island. You gave them a great game. Just came up a little short. Randall got hot. And I don't see a reason why. Certainly you can't at least give Notre Dame a better game than what we showed them last week.
Well, you know, we're not in it to give them a better game. I mean, we're coming here to win. I know our guys' attitude and our competitiveness. And, you know, it's kind of like the miracle on ice, I guess. You know, I don't know what the score was against the Russians, about 20-0. Well, Peoria Notre Dame's our Russians, you know. 99 out of 100 times we might get beat by them. We're hoping that one time that we can win is Friday night.
All right. Coach, congratulations on this impressive play down the stretch by your team, and obviously well coached, and we'll see you here Friday.
All right, thanks a lot.
Mike Reynolds of the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break here on the post-game show. When we come back, a look at the individual scoring, the team final statistics, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game, who we might even get a few words with, depending on when the team gets out of the locker room. Silver Streaks going a big run, shut down Peoria Richwoods, holding the Knights to 2 fourth-quarter points, and win at 61-45. Back with more post-game show coming up on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of GHS boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Dickerson's Photography, timeless images for you and your family, by Sign Depot Express, visit Lori just off the square on West Main Street for signs of all kinds, by Collins Communications, your authorized Verizon wireless retailer on Henderson Street, by Office Specialists, where your office is their business, by Spudos Donuts and More, come for the donuts, stay for the food, and by Dennis Twitty State Farm Insurance, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Buy stuff cheap.
Buy stuff cheap.
Buy stuff cheap.
How would you like to save money every time you make a purchase? How would you like to buy a brand new item cheaper than its retail price? What are you doing March 19th? Charge your cell phone because the 14th annual WGIL radio auction starts at 7 a.m. Saturday, March 19th, and you can buy stuff cheap.
It's the 14th annual WGIL radio auction, Saturday, March 19th on Galesburg Radio 14.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
Back at Peoria Richwoods High School, where the Silver Streaks prevail tonight, 61-45. Let's go courtside with Jim Lee.
Okay, Brandon Thompson, offensively, you really turned it on down the stretch. It looked like you didn't want your career to end tonight.
No, I mean, we know it's do or die time. We came out with a lot of energy and open shots, a lot easier to make than guarded ones.
Well, and not only the fact that you're able to get inside and draw the defense to you and make some shots, but then you kicked it out a couple of times for a nice, clean, open looks for your teammates. I know Dalton Davis had a big three in the corner. And so you have to really be aware of your whole game at that point, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's good playing with kids you played with since, fourth grade. I mean, you kick it out, if they double off Dalton, you know if I kick it to him, he's going to knock that shot down. And I mean, it's pretty much guaranteed.
Did you, out on the court, did you feel the game turning around there late in the third quarter when you guys were down six?
Yeah, I think we stepped up our energy and just, I don't know, our rebounding really stepped up. I think that's where they were killing us with the offensive boards, and we kind of shut that off.
Yeah. Tell us about the huddle there as you went into the fourth quarter. I hear it was pretty inspiring, guys trying to get each other psyched up and ready to go out there for that final quarter.
Yeah, pretty much we just figured, I mean, we're down one. Pretty much you just got to beat them in one quarter, which, I mean, we knew we could do, and we ended up beating them by, 17 in the quarter, so that works out well.
Yeah, quite a finish. Nearly a career high for you. Did this feel like one of the best games you've played offensively?
As a team, I felt we played really well offensively. I mean, maybe could have had a career high if I didn't shoot my free throws like Shaq there at the end, but...
Well, that's all right. This is a game you could get away with a few of those. We might need them on Friday night, you think?
Definitely.
And I guess finally, you know, how do you approach Friday night? I mean, you guys just got hammered by Notre Dame last week, but every night's a different night. What do you think about Friday night?
Yeah, well, we feel we didn't play our greatest game going up there. We didn't have Ryan, of course. I mean, we're just going to go out, play our hardest. That's all you can ask, really, see what happens.
All right, Brandon, congratulations on the win. Thanks for talking to us.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jim, thanks very much. Let's take a look at the individual scoring tonight. Let's start off with Peoria Richwoods, which had two players in double figures. Galesburg winning tonight 61-45. They rally from a six-point deficit late in the third quarter, 43-37, and outscore the Knights 24-2 down the stretch and win by 16. Individual scoring, Nate Desjardins leads Richwoods with 15. He's just a junior. He'll be back next year. Preston Wells, said to be one of the most talented sophomores in the state of Illinois, finishes with 13. Hard to remember, but he scored 11 of the Knights' first 13 points here tonight, so a heck of a job by the Silver Streaks to hold him scoreless just 2 points the rest of the way, but he does finish with 13. Then Will Jenkins with 4, big drop-off for the Knights from there. Parrish Mason, Dylan Jenkins, and Daniel Sinclair each with 3. Denzel Irving and Jeremy Johnson scored 2. Jack Murphy and Jared Deem did not score for the Knights. Galesburg led by, with only one player in double figures tonight, Brandon Thompson with 31. Dalton Davis had 8. Chad Thompson with 7. Garrett Williams, 6. Ryan McElmurray had 5. Tremaine Carson with 2 late free throws, and Lamont Ross with the last Galesburg basket each scored 2. Chad Johnson, Austin Garnett, Zach Wilkie, and Seth Morling all in during mop-up time. Did not have a chance to score for the Silver Streaks, who win at 61-45. Jim, let's take a look at the team stats.
Galesburg ends up shooting 57% from the field, 21 of 37 for the game, and an impressive 6-for-6 in the fourth quarter. The only thing we didn't do well in the fourth quarter was missed a few free throws, had a few too many turnovers early in the period, but, you can't fault the other things we did, certainly on defense with the defensive rebounding and the stops. Richwood's just 1 of 11 from the field in that fourth quarter. They end the game 39%, 18 out of 46. Rebounding totals dead even at 24 apiece, and 20 Richwood's turnovers were costly for the Knights. Galesburg had 15 of their own in this one, so it just came down to who played better down the stretch, and after a 43-37 deficit, Galesburg turned it on and ends up winning handily here on Richwood's home court to set up Friday night's showdown with the number one team in the state.
So the Knights had 10 turnovers in the fourth quarter.
Let's see, 8.
I had them for 8 and 18 for the game.
Yeah, I had them 12 going into that fourth quarter.
Okay. Wow. Nevertheless, 8 turnovers in 1 of 11 shooting in the most important quarter of the season. Richwoods also finishes 8 of 15 from three-point range, so that was a very good number. 8 of 15 from behind the arc, but only 1 of 3 from the free throw line. Silver Streaks, not bad from the arc either, 6 of 15 from three-point range. And free throws, excellent heading into the fourth quarter, but then only 6 of 12 in the fourth quarter, and even 50%. They wouldn't have been there except Tremaine Carson made his last 2, and they do finish 13 of 20 for the game. So Galesburg now 25-6 on the season. They win at 61-45. The Knights end their season 13-13. And the Silver Streaks move on to play number one Peoria Notre Dame in the 3A Regional Championship Friday night. We'll wrap up the postgame show when we come back on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
You lost over $400 worth of meat in your freezer, missed 72 hours worth of DVR'd sports, and couldn't shower or flush your toilet for 3 days, all while surviving on a stale chip and hot pop diet. Wasn't your last power outage experience brutal enough? With a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric, you'll never have to worry about losing power again. Electricity is automatically restored at the first sign of a power outage. Get peace of mind with a Generac automatic standby generator from Galesburg Electric on South Henderson Street in Galesburg.
If you like finding bargains, listen to the radio, bid by phone, and buy stuff cheap during the WGIL radio auction, March 19th on Galesburg Radio 14.
Galesburg wins it here tonight, 61-45. A few scores to pass along to you. Rockford East advances in the 3A regional at Belvedere North. They defeat Belvedere High School 85-63. Looks like East Moline got a win over Quincy, 42-33. Metamora trails Bloomington, 43-37. Still no update on the Peoria High School Limestone game. It was 19-15 at half, and the IHSA score zone hasn't updated it since then. Lanphier came back at Lincoln and defeated Springfield Sacred Heart Griffin 67-66. They were down four late in that game, but Lanphier comes back and wins by one. What a loaded regional
isn't
that one that is.
That's something.
And the other game that I was just looking at that Streaks fans might be interested in was Effingham and Mattoon, because Galesburg played those two teams down at Charleston, and it's Mattoon leading 53-51 with 15 seconds to go in that game. Here tonight, Galesburg wins at 61-45. They also advance Austin Garnett and Ryan Carl in the three-point shootout. And everybody will come back Friday to take on number one Peoria Notre Dame. Our final order of business is the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Jim Lee, this is a toughie tonight.
Let's see if I can go take a survey of those left in the gymnasium and see if they might have an idea who we might give that
to. Gosh, we just don't know who should get it tonight.
Maybe that guy that hit double figures for us, you think?
Let's see. Well, there was only one of those. Let's see. And he had 31 tonight.
Well, let's go out on a limb and give it to him.
Oh, okay.
First time he's got it this year, right?
Brandon Thompson, who probably could have had it a lot more often for that matter, because he does so well what he did here tonight, and that is just put the team on his shoulders with not only the game on the line but the season on the line. Galesburg down six late in the third quarter. He hits a three-pointer that gets Galesburg on the way to a 24-2 run to end the game. He finishes the third quarter with 10. And in the fourth quarter, missed some free throws, but everything was pretty well done and decided by then. Brandon Thompson, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, in one of the clearest choices we've had all season long.
Yeah. So, well, hope for another 31 on Friday night. But, you know, as we found out, against the tall trees of Peoria Notre Dame, and they're not just tall, they're athletic and good, it's a lot harder to get any points inside on those guys. So, you know, stranger things have happened. I remember some ball games that I went into saying Team X has no chance. And
right.
Even going up to play Rock Island last year in that regional final, we had gotten crushed by Rock Island the previous time, and I thought, boy, we're in a world of hurt. In the late third quarter, we were up 49-41 in that game before Chason Randall took over. So,
doggone him.
Anything can happen. And, I think of teams that were up against all odds right here in Peoria Richwoods when they played for the state title against, was it Simeon there a number of years ago, when they had Bill Cole. You watch the tournament go through and you thought, Richwoods is just going to get slaughtered in this game. And they almost won the thing, you know. And so you play them. A good example, too, is the Quincy game. East Moline got crushed down there at Quincy the other night, turned around, and looks like they're winning that handily against those same Blue Devils. Now, Quincy's not the same team that Peoria Notre Dame is, make no mistake, but still, in high school basketball especially, you can see some weird turnarounds, and if Notre Dame comes in here thinking they're just going to show up and say, well, we crushed these guys last week, and we Notre Dame, and all of a sudden the Silver Streaks start making three-point shots, who knows? Maybe it'll be interesting Friday night.
And, you know, It's hard not to think that. I mean, I don't care how good you are. I don't care how long you've been playing the game. I don't care how many times the coach tries to tell you.
And Eddie Matthews will tell him.
And I don't care how many times you even think it yourself. It's hard not to go in with that expectation and that sort of subconscious feeling that, well, you know, we'll just handle these guys again. And the one thing I think the Silver Streaks can look at is that you've got to believe Notre Dame just can't possibly shoot 65% from the field again like they did on their home floor in their final home game of the season, because they won't be at home. Not to say they won't have just as loud of a crowd here on Friday night, but Well, as Coach Mike Reynolds said, we might lose to them 99 out of 100 times, but come Friday night, you've only got to beat them once.
Yep, and I doubt that they're going to have a whole lot more here Friday night than Galesburg, because we had a very nice turnout here on a weeknight
sure
for
did.
This one. And you figure we're going to add to that crowd with folks that can come out on a weekend night that may not have been able to come here tonight. So we should have a real nice crowd, and hopefully that can help to inspire the team. See if we can't throw a wrench in the works for Notre Dame.
Streaks live to play another game, and, well, if you want to advance in the tournament, you got to beat good teams. There may be none better than Peoria Notre Dame coming up on Friday night. 61-45, the Streaks will relish a 3A victory over Peoria Richwitz here tonight. Our thanks to Nick Devlin, our broadcast engineer. For Nick, for Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Good night from Peoria Richwitz High School.